You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
I am sure that each of us, as we've gone through certain things in life, as we faced various storms and difficulties in life, we have all gotten to the point where we start asking God questions. Questions like, why is this happening to me? Or perhaps you've asked a question like, God, how will the situation work out for my good? The Bible in Romans 8, verse 28 says, as we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. The thing about us as humans is that we always want to know all of the details. We want to know how God will make a way where there seems to be no way. We want to know how exactly God operates and why He allows certain things to happen. Now, should you find yourself in a storm of difficulty, may I remind you that Psalm 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. However, as humans, we always want to know the details. How exactly will the Lord deliver us? However, I would like to encourage you and tell you that God is sovereign, meaning that He possesses supreme and ultimate power. And because the Lord possesses all authority, all power, and knowledge, this means that our part is not to question God. We are not to demand answers or feel as though we're on the same level with God, that He has to explain Himself. That's not the case. Our part is to have faith that God means what He says, and He says what He means. If He says all things work together for my good, then my part is not to ask how, but it's simply to trust that God honors His word. If the word of God tells me that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all, then my part is to hold on by faith to this promise. With the eyes of faith, you can see the hand of God, the goodness of God in every situation, regardless of how painful. Through faith, you begin to consider if you've been placed in that set of circumstances for a specific reason or for a specific purpose. A purpose such as unlocking a stronger desire for prayer in your life. A purpose such as awakening a hunger for righteousness and holiness like never before in your life. Or perhaps the purpose of such a test is to expose the gifts and the calling that lays dormant inside of you? Too often, because we're focusing on the negative, we don't see the positive in that situation, and we don't see what God is trying to do. Could it be that the reason for this difficulty is God wanting to reveal to you how real He is? Perhaps this is a test where God wants to demonstrate himself to be your provider. Or perhaps the Lord wants to use this trial in your life to demonstrate his strength and kindness to you. And so, dear friend, whatever the purpose of this trial you're in, I encourage you to do your part. Your part is to hold on in faith and look to Jesus.
Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you weren't quite sure whether God was trying to teach you something or if he was punishing you? Have you ever been brought to your knees and prayed, "Lord, help me to trust you, even though I really don't understand this situation. Father, help me to have faith in you, even if I don't understand my present circumstances." Well, the Word of God says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him."
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
And he will make straight your paths. You see, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, it means trusting when you don't understand. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart means trusting in him even when it's painful to do so. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart, it means that you may not have answers to all the questions that you have. You may have no answers to all the questions of life, but you will still have faith that God can and God will make a way. One thing that I have found that cripples our faith as believers is the tendency to want to understand everything. We're humans. Humans trying to understand the workings of an almighty, heavenly, all-knowing God. But saints, we honestly need to get to a stage where we pray that God would help us and teach us not to lean on our own understanding, because our understanding is limited and our understanding is flawed. So even without the full plan and all the details, I want you to know that it's God who orchestrates all of the challenges in your life. And he does it so that each test, each mountain, each Goliath may serve a purpose in strengthening your character or solidifying your faith. I want you to know that it's God who orders our steps through both the good and the tough situations. So rather than always praying for answers, why don't you try praying that the will of the Lord would be accomplished in your life? God is faithful, and He's faithful regardless of my present circumstances. God is faithful regardless of your present circumstances. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose." This means that if God sends a storm my way, it's for my good. If He sends a blessing my way, it is for my good. And even if He allows Pharaoh and his army to chase after me, I understand that it's for my good. I truly believe that when the Bible says all things work together for good to those who love God, it means that I may have to embrace tough or difficult circumstances sometimes. But joy is around the corner. If God has taken me through a test in order for me to find out that He can make a way where there seems to be no way, then may His will be done. Should God choose to send enemies to surround me just so that I can see Him prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, then may His will be done. With each set of circumstances the Lord sends our way, I pray that the purpose He has set out to achieve in us, through us, and for us will be accomplished.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.